Today's first poem is by Jack B. Bedell, who teaches at University of Southeastern Louisiana in Hammond and who is the editor of Louisiana Literature. This particular poem is from a set of commissioned poems. The title of the poem, On Days Like This, Undone, for my wife, 12/24/2014. On days like this, with shopping left to do, or tomorrow with meals to make and mess to undo, or any of those that follow with homework to strafe through and needs piling up at your feet, days when we pass in the hallway getting ready our separate lists, or pass each other on the road carting kids to practices on opposite sides of towns, this is the peace I wish for you. Your toes spreading in the sand, your beach chair tilted into the sun. I hear sunsets are lovely off Manzanillo, year-round. So there and that, for sure. With fish seared just right on both sides, served with tortillas fresh from someone else's work. So don't move, wife. The Pacific will whisper. Rest your feet. Let the breeze stir this sand confectionery. The beer is almost within reach, almost too cold to drink. And the second poem today is a poem by Ashley Mace Havard, a poet from Shreveport, Louisiana, taken from a chapbook, Sleeping with Animals, published by Yellow Flag Press, edited by J. Bruce Fuller, who is in the writing program here at University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Ashley Mace Havard's new book of poems has recently been named a winner of the Texas Review Prize. The Garden of the Fugitives. Pompeii. They never reached the Nuceria Gate. Last prayers sputtered out here with this mime show, shapes blind as grubs inside a glass mausoleum. Doomed to try not to die, the ash people hold out for Rua, a magic kiss, resurrection. Why not? Living things are drawn to them. A snail follows the arc of a small child's skull. A lizard stalks a mother's back. Bird lime streaks the arms of a man who never stopped pulling himself to his feet. I breathe into the glass. Nearby, a vineyard. The whining of bees reminds me of home. 8 hours I've wandered this ghost town. The dust of the dead plasters my sweat to my skin. Where are they? A last-minute tourist is out of breath. I nod. He aims his Pentax. Poor souls, we are no saviors. At the horizon, a bruised purple lump. Vesuvius breathing. Or the sighing of dust in the vines? Summers in Louisiana, cicadas sing themselves out of body, slit their own backs, escape with wings of glass. Come morning, brown shells, common curiosities cling to canas, tree trunks, blades of liriope. Like Hansel's crumbs, they litter the sidewalk, as if there were a prayer for a way home.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque. Joining me in the KRVS studios is Scott Brazda, and we've got Nick Brazda in here as well, here to help support public radio KRVS. And Scott is very well known about town for quite a number of reasons. You do all kinds of work.
Maybe some of them good, too.
Of course, in the nonprofit world as well, yeah. You're very involved in helping organizations with all kinds of causes and helping people to support them. So you know very intimately the need for community support for organizations, nonprofits.
I mean, you know, Judith, it's certainly one thing to have a great product like you guys do, but you need the troops, you need the foot soldiers out there, and all the listeners here of KRVS. And I'm amazed. You know, I was thinking about this when you and I set this up a couple weeks ago. I'm always glad to come on with you. And I was introduced to KRVS by my sister Lynn, who lives in Billings, Montana, and still listens as best she can. And she knew Dave Spazzali, mm-hmm. Back up in Billings.
He was manager of the public radio station up there.
Mm-hmm. And I was turned on through various programs, Garrison Keillor and All Things Considered And that was my introduction. And then, of course, as my career evolved, particularly in television, I became more so and still the news programs. You know, and it's neat. It's neat. I've been listening to you and James and Joanna throughout the week. And, you know, everyone's got their niche. And KRVS is, well, not to throw out brand names, but the Piccadilly Cafeteria. There's something for everybody.
There's something for everyone.
And you know, while I'll tune in to listen to my buddy Herman Fuselier on Saturdays, and Herman's been a buddy for a zillion years, it seems like, I get all juiced up about, you know, Morning Edition and Fresh Air and the World News, All Things Considered, and because I'm a news junkie, and I've always loved the longer form, you know, and while I'm still doing some television back at KATC. Sometimes our consultants have us on a rapid-fire deal, you know, story count. And I love the longer form.
You love that narrative, those stories.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's like cooking a gumbo. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I know here in Cajun country, we're all going, yeah, mm-hmm. where are you going with this, Scott? And, you know, sometimes the story has to just kind of play itself out, and it has to be layered. And, you know, NPR and KRVS, I mean, you guys do such a great job of telling the whole story, too. And because while we try to block things in a minute 15 and a minute 20 in regular television broadcasting, and that's not enough time sometimes.
No, it's just enough to alert you to the fact that something is happening,
right.
But doesn't fully flesh out the story, doesn't give you the opportunity to learn enough to really make your own image and your own opinions about it.
And, you know, I teach a communications class here at UL, which I've done on and off for about 12 years. And I tell my students, I said, our job as journalists and budding journalists is to create a picture in your audience's mind. Take them there. Take them to the scene. Let them feel. Let them, you know, hit emotional buttons. And, you know, what you guys do, you know, through NPR and through our own programming right here, it's a great job because, again, sometimes that minute just isn't enough to even get someone to feel.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
One thing that's nice, though, is it does only take about a minute to make a pledge.
Yeah. And, you know, and you guys have so many amazing ways, you know, and because what was I hearing? A dollar a week? Isn't there a $52?
$52, exactly.
See, I listen.
You listen.
Not just your friend. I do actually listen.
That's right.
You know, and it's that easy. I mean, who will miss a dollar a week?
A dollar a week. What do we? We lose a dollar a week, you know, in couches and in our cars.
Or children.
Our children. And for that $52, Scott, we have a couple really sweet little premiums here, just little thank you gifts. We have kind of a Zydeco Trail Ride handkerchief
here.
That's
a nice handkerchief.
Isn't that nice? One of those old-fashioned handkerchiefs like your grandfather might have kept in his pocket. And Peter and Allison Dehart designed this lovely little trail ride image there that says KRVS.
You know, it's got kind of that almost, it's a Western, it's almost got the sort of that. train locomotive mm-hmm. kind of feel. You know, my dad and my grandfather both worked for Northern Pacific Railroad, and that looks like some of the things that they would have had.
Very vintage looking. And then this fan right here for festivals and all those dance halls.
That would have come in handy last week.
Yes, absolutely. So this fan is quite sturdy, actually, a little bamboo, paper, poppy red fan that says, I'm a fan of KRVS. And both of those are available for that dollar a week
level. For that
level.
$52. And I'm guessing you're going to tell me that if people just wanted to give just a touch more, there might be some other things about.
Well, we do have this lovely coffee mug.
Ah.
And I know, for instance, your sister loves her KRVS coffee.
She broke her KRVS mug. Aunt Lynn.
Well, we might have to see about getting it
she
up.
She was devastated.
People are. Because we don't have these very often.
No.
They don't last long. And so people will call up 5-6 years later going, I broke my favorite mug.
I get this plaintive text from Montana. I broke my KRVS. That's all it says. I haven't heard from her in 3 weeks, and that's all I get.
That's the most important thing, yes. She hasn't fleshed out the story, but we do have the mug and a baseball cap or a cap, a tote bag, which is really nice. It says it's a healthy listening pyramid.
Daily listening for
that's
a balance.
Right.
I love it. We've heard of the food pyramids.
That's right.
And you know, it ties into what I just said, that KRVS and National Public Radio can fulfill your needs on so many different levels. You've got your news need. Okay, I've had enough of news. Well, suddenly there's, you know, Medicine Ball Caravan and there's World Cafe and, you know, some things I listen to in the morning. And so we will fulfill your every need.
That's
Excuse
right.
Me,
so we've
second.
Got this little pyramid here and it's filled with all kinds of musical instruments and says KRVS. It's great size for going to a festival, to the market, wherever you're going. So that's available for a $75 contribution, just like the mug and the t-shirts and the caps, which is about $1.50 a week, $125 over the year. Yes, and you could break that down into $10 a month if you like.
And you guys will work with folks on the installment plans?
We will work with them, whether it's credit card or we'll send you a pledge card in the mail.
And, you know, Joanna's brought this up. And, you know, we have so many great companies and generous folks. I'm blessed to be working for a wonderful man at the Stoller Foundation. But so many companies, you know, interested, and you go to them and say, hey, you know, does the company match? And who knows? You know, suddenly your dollar becomes $2. Your dollar becomes $3. And you know that slight interest and that one query with management, and they might say, well, you know, your $1 will help, but let's really make a difference.
That's right. Many companies will match an employee's gift to a nonprofit company, and that's a great way for giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And so we would hope that you would find out if your company does indeed have a matching gift program. Many of the oil companies, financial companies will do that.
Yeah.
And it is, of course, a PR issue with them, but it's a great one, and it really helps their employees spread that out into the community.
Well, it's a teamwork concept. Mm-hmm. It's a collaborative concept, too, Judith. You know, we do this with the Stoller Foundation, more and more with nonprofits. We will do a matching grant. We'll say, hey, we're offering you $20,000. If you raise, we'll match you dollar for dollar up to $20,000. Mm-hmm. Well, suddenly it's a $40,000 grant.
Yeah, that can make a huge difference.
Folks, rich people are no different than the rest of us. They like being part of a winning team. And you know, sometimes maybe if it's just one guy that you go, I don't know. But if, is he doing that? Well, you think that's a good idea? Well, suddenly, maybe it is.
That's right. Yeah. So, absolutely. And that happens on a more personal level, too, with your company. So, check it out. Check it out online. They often list if they are a matching gift, if they have a program. And so, if you want to do that $52, a dollar a week, your donation could become $104.
Can I give the phone number?
Yes, you may.
482-5787, 337, 482-5787, 482-KRVS.
That's right. And that's easy to remember, KRVS. Just pop that up on your phone, or if you're at your desk, you can dial it now. You can also make the pledge really easily online.
And if you're a UL faculty member or staff member, you can do payroll deductions. They will make it as painless as possible.
Yes, that's a great
way. And it's really win-win-win in the long way. And you know, the ability to, you know, it costs money to have a fresh air and to have an All Things Considered and to have a Morning Edition and to have a World Cafe and, you know, again, the things I listen to. And, you know, there are licensing fees and you want to keep this coming into your homes and your phones and your radios. Well,
and you're talking about – loving the long format, the narrative, that means having people all over the world and all over the country. They don't just fly in and pick up a few facts and make the story. They're there. They're living there. They're experiencing it. And that's why there is such a fullness to the stories.
Well, there have been such incredible reports out of the Ukraine, via World News and via, Morning Edition and
PRI's The World, which is in the afternoon.
And they flesh it out and they get every corner of the story. And you're hearing from the Russian side and the Ukrainian side and the civilians. And, you can't do it. I guess you can try to do it by phone, but you actually have to have someone who's there and seeing it and feeling it and experiencing it.
That's right. Knows the culture. And these programs, as you said, do cost a lot to keep that kind of army of reporters around the world. And so we do need your help. It's easy to sit back and it just sort of flows off of your radio freely. But it costs a lot for NPR to produce those programs, for PRI to produce them. And then we purchase them for people to hear.
And we enjoy them and we take them for granted like we do many of the good things in our lives. But boy, when they're not there, suddenly you go, oh man, I should have. Well, let's nip it in the bud and let's keep the should haves from ever happening.
That's a great phrase. We're going to repeat that one.
Only cost you a mug.
That's right. Please call now. Do it now while you're thinking about it. This is day 4 of KRVS's spring fundraiser. Scott Brazda with me in the studio. He is an instructor here at UL Lafayette, teaching broadcast or journalism.
Communications, introduction to news writing.
Very important class
for anybody trying to communicate.
A lot of kids interested in that, and also a longtime listener of KRVS. And Nick Brazda is in here, a budding young KRVS public radio listener.
He's something.
He is. And we would like to thank everyone who has made their pledge and stayed with us during the fundraiser. We'd like to thank Kurt Boudreau, who just called up a little while before we started this program. He's a musician. Kurt's a pianist, and he has challenged all musicians to think about paying by installments, and you can maybe get up to that dollar a day amount. So we really appreciate that, Kurt Boudreau and his family, for supporting
us. Guys do just this amazing job of, the local artists, and you and I both have friends at all of the radio stations around the area, but who is strictly 100% the local artists? Hello.
Well, and we have about 30 producers producing local programs here at KRVS, and we're very proud of them. And they're all ages, some very young people producing programs, learning about that kind of storytelling and curating of music. So we're very pleased that they continue to be attracted to this form. And someday, perhaps Nick will have a program on KRVS. The number 337-482-5787.
I'm glad you don't. 482-5787.
Please call now or make that pledge online. We appreciate the Brazda family for coming by to help support KRVS and also to make some wonderful points about why we need to all support KRVS. 337-482-KRVS. Thanks so much.